The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Here's a song. Fucking hell! Happy birthday, Tim. This is a request from Matt, and he also would like to say hi to Rock and Roll Gary. Fuck! Happy birthday, Tim. Here we go, mate. This one's for you. From me as well.
Can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like it to laugh. I like having fun to meet people who laugh.
Welcome, Vic.
Hi, Doug. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's Tim's birthday. Welcome to Tim Heidecker Birthday Extravaganza.
Hi, Timmy. Happy birthday.
Tim is not here today. He might show up later, but we don't know, do we?
We're going to do the best show.
Do we, Matt?
We can.
We have no idea.
Good
we
morning,
hope so.
Matt.
Hopefully he'll be watching.
Anyway, so I'm going to fill in here. I'm going to just say a few words at the top here. About Tim, with all due respect, if you don't mind. As everyone knows, Tim loves the Beatles. And the lice, and the crabs, and the roaches, and everything else he's got growing in that scraggly beard of his. Right, Vic?
So true.
Oh, man, he loves classic rock, doesn't he? Tim just loves classic rock. But he's so old now, I'm surprised he doesn't love Plymouth Rock. What is this? Is it up here? Is
this, like the, pilgrim, the Pilgrims.
He sure loves classic rock, guys, right? Tim just loves it so much. In fact, he famously said, I'm like Dylan. Remember that?
I'm like Dylan.
You know what? Tim is like Dylan. And gherkin and bread and butter and all types of pickles, really. I mean, he's so pickled, soon he'll be listening to Vlasic Rock. Vlasic Rock, anyone? Listen to what it says here? Is this what I'm seeing?
Whoa, watch it. Watch your eyes.
I asked Tim once, hey, Tim, do you only like classic rock? You ever listen to rap music? You know what he told me? Yeah. Peanut M&M. I was like, what? I was like, what? What is this? So Tim is 45 today, which is a coincidence because 45 is the amount of seconds it takes him from when he wakes up till when he eats his first cookie in the morning.
He likes his sweets.
Oh, man, Tim sure loves junk food. Vic, sometimes I wonder if he only likes you because your last name is Burger. You know? I mean, that makes sense. You know, Tim likes to talk a lot of crap about conspiracy theories, but I heard that he's in QAnon. Did you hear this?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Quiznos Anonymous. Can't get enough of those Chipotle steak and cheddar sandwiches. What else is in the news, Vic? Hear about this GameStop thing? Hear about this?
I heard a little bit about it. Yeah. I don't fully understand it, though.
You know, Tim missed out on this whole GameStop stock because he's not on Reddit. He's on Breddit on account of all the junk food he likes, onion rings and chicken tenders. The list goes on. The list goes on and on, folks. There we go. Tim is involved in GameStop, though, I'll tell you. When he goes on one of his long hikes, he makes GameStop with his smelly pits. You know what I mean? They don't know whether to run or to mate with him. You know? Vic, you know Game is like wild animals.
I get it.
Deer.
Yeah. No, I totally get it.
Groundhogs and stuff.
That's funny.
You know, coincidentally, yesterday was Groundhog's Day. Groundhog or hogs? I don't know.
It's a single hog.
Yeah, but the groundhog came out, smelled Tim's stinky pits, and went right back in his hole. Look at this guy. Look at this cute guy. You know, goes right back in there. Thanks a lot, Tim. I guess we got 6 more weeks of winter. One thing about Tim, though. One thing about Tim is he hates Star Wars. One of the many things he hates. Which makes me wonder why he called his latest album Fear of Death. Why doesn't he call it Fear of Darth? You know? All right. You know, we all love Tim. Seriously, though, we all love Tim. And we're here to celebrate his birthday. And without him. We're all going to celebrate his birthday without him. Tim is out of town working, and he has no idea what we've got planned today. And we have a lot. Special guests, surprises, music. It's just going to be a great show. So let's get it started. Take it away, Vic.
That's really nice, Doug. Nice tribute to Tim.
All right, well.
Hopefully he's going to like it.
Whoa. Wow.
Whoops. Just checking if it works.
Okay, couple announcements. The Slap Bops and Bangers tape is almost sold out, so go grab your tape today on officialofficehours.com.
Yeah. These might be the last two. I don't know. We'll send these out.
I put one of these in my Iowa the other day.
Did you really?
My Iowa.
Iowa. Did it play at the right speed?
It ate the tape.
Oh, shit.
I got to go back to officehours.com. officialofficehours.com.
Better hurry up and order.
Also, another quick announcement. Patrons are invited to join us this Sunday for the first annual Office Hours Super Bowl party.
It's true.
We're going to watch the bowl.
We're going to watch it and see what happens and give you guys updates.
Yeah, we're
going to
see
scores.
Who's the winner, who is the best football player.
And I need to get a jersey. Do you have a football jersey, Doug? Do you have one?
No.
I don't have one. I need to get one in time. I don't know where I'm going to find that.
I'm going to be the guy with no shirt on with the...
You're going to paint the letters on your chest?
We should be spelling
chest.
Stuff Let's out with our bodies. Let's do that. If you're not in the Patreon community yet, get on the patreon.com/official off... Patreon.com/officehourslive. And we'll see you there Sunday.
Yes, yes. Only, patrons okay. only really is an elite group. And the group is growing. We always say it's a small
group of folks.
But it's
right?
starting to grow.
All right. This isn't easy what Tim does. I got to give him
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You know? But he's up there standing. I'm over here sitting.
Right.
You know, what is this? Elton John, I'm still standing? What is this? All right.
All right. So
now what we do is we go to the city of the day, right?
That's normally like what Tim would
That's
do.
That's normally sure. what we would do.
Yeah. I guess we play the video first and then we have a surprise for the.
So the sponsor today is going to be read by one of our.
Oh, yeah. This
Zoom,
is a,
someone on Zoom.
But
right?
first we play the theme, right? It's,
yeah.
Everything falls apart when Tim's not here.
Right.
All right. I'm going to play the song.
We need someone screaming at us.
It might not be in stereo.
To do this right.
All right, Wes, can you check the stereo and cut to the vid here? You ready?
The city of the day.
All right, we're good. All right, Doug, you want to explain what's going on here?
The city of today
is sponsored
by Kato Kalin's Keto Cleanse. And we're going to have someone on Zoom who we just sent them the copy, and they're going to read it fresh like Tim does.
Who do we have today?
We got Brendan Daly, who hit us up yesterday on the Patreon. Brendan, are you there?
I'm here.
Now, Brendan, why? How did you get picked? Because when we put out the message, it said you got to write something that says why you are special and why you should be doing it.
Yeah, so I haven't been able to watch Office Hours recently because I have a 2-month-old, and tomorrow is my birthday, so I was looking forward to it. So I said, Matt, it would be a nice alternative if I could do City of the Day.
So you guys are playing the baby card.
I actually didn't play that with Matt. I'm playing that to the audience now.
I'll tell you why I picked Brendan.
He had another sob story?
No, he was short and funny. He said, I know all the best words. And I thought that
short
was a
funny,
funny joke. And so I was
He's
like,
4 foot nine.
When he said I had a 2-month-old, I thought he was going to say, I have a tumor. And I was like, oh,
this
read,
is my
please
last,
read it before.
My last, yeah.
Where's your, it's not the tumor drop.
Mummy.
All right, well, let's go with it.
Yeah, let me get
so
the music
Vic
going here.
So Vic has to put the background music on.
All right, you ready? Let me know if the volume's okay.
Here we go.
Is that a good volume for you?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
The City of the Day is brought to you by Kato Kalin's Kato Cleanse. Calling all beefcakes. Are you ready to get out of the gym and into a big bowl of pasta? It's time to ditch your boring Kato diet and bulk up for the winter with Kato Kalin's Kato Cleanse. Created by the noted actor and murder trial witness, this plan takes you step by step through a month-long cleanse that will slow down your metabolism and raise up your taste buds. Every week, you'll enjoy an assortment of starchy delights, sugary treats, and not one sweet potato. Just say no to keto and yes to Kato with Kato Kalin's Keto Cleanse. Use offer code OfficeHours to get a free 1-hour consult with Kato himself.
All right.
There we go.
Well done.
Wow. That was
I appreciate the fake laughter that you peppered in.
That was sincere.
Sincere laughter.
Who wrote that?
Who was that?
That was me.
Nice job. Huh? That was pretty good. That was all right. Better than any of mine that I've put out there.
The city of the day is Lakeland, Florida. We have to pull up the weather.
We got to hear it.
Oh, major landing fail.
Oh, here it is.
What is the...
It's the high of 61. And Matt, do you know what the low is? You probably already read that.
I know. Maybe quiz Vic.
Do you know?
I do know what it is, yes. I
look. What is it?
It's 36.
All right. Congrats, Vic. You nailed it.
All right.
Wow. What would Tim do right now, you know?
I think he would take a Zoomer.
We could do that.
Let's take a Zoomer. Are we checking in with Uncle Phil? Is that what I see here? Is that what I'm looking at on my schedule?
Well, we might have a more exciting VIP. I mean, Phil's exciting, but we have a VIP guest right on schedule here.
Hmm. VIC. Maybe we can go VIC VIP.
VIC. Mm-hmm. Very.
That could be a new segment.
Let's go VIP, then VI.
Very important, Charles.
Then VIB, Bronwyn.
Very important. But it'll be very important, Vic.
VIC Vic.
VIC Vic. That's fine.
In her office debut, office hours debut.
Oh, yeah.
Erica Heidecker. Are you there, Erica?
I'm right here.
Hello.
How are you? Hi.
Welcome to Tim's show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks
Hi, Erica. Thank you for celebrating Tim's birthday with us without Tim.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Tim, wherever you are. Happy birthday.
Now, you are Tim's sister. Is this correct?
I am his sister.
Is this
yes.
what we're learning?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where are you Zooming from?
From my home in Montana.
Oh, wow.
I had all these Allentown drops ready to go. I thought you were still in Allentown.
Sorry.
Can I do
it?
I'm still
going
to do one.
What's it like in Montana these days? Is it snowy? Is it...
Yeah, it's cold and it's snowy. But yeah, that well, always. Yeah,
you look like you're in an ultimate, like... You look like you're in the Caribbean or something with this background.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'm just doing that to fool you guys. That's actually our bathroom door. So it's like the Caribbean. It's very similar to the Caribbean.
Now, what's the weirdest thing, Tim? Do you have any Tim memories you'd like to... share anything,
oh, gosh.
Some weird stuff from when he was a kid or something.
People like Vic.
Oh, man. I have like a lifetime of memories of Tim doing weird things. I don't even know where to start. He's, I think because he was, you know, always my brother, I kind of just was used to it. And this got, you know, hit home for me a little while ago. I ran into a friend from high school and she used to come over to our house all the time. And we ran into each other, we were reminiscing and she's laughing and she's like, hey, do you remember that time when Tim declared it musical theater day and we all had to like walk around the house singing everything that we said, like instead of talking, we had to sing everything. And I was laughing because I was like, oh yeah, I kind of vaguely remember that. But then in my head, I was kind of thinking that sounds like a Tuesday, you know, it was like, that's just kind of like, how well, we
I
rolled.
I saw a video of that Tim posted like years ago of you guys probably in the mid 90s of I guess where he made you sing Barbara Streisand's Memories.
Oh,
do you remember
I do. We did a lot of singing.
That was a common thing. He'd get on the piano and you'd have to be a singer. Is that a
mean, I just kind of took it for granted my whole life that everybody's siblings did this kind of thing, but apparently not. Apparently, we did not all sing Barbara Streisand.
I love that idea, that singing everything you say all day long.
Yeah.
Like, that would be kind of fun. Right. We should do that for the rest of the day.
And then
Vic.
It'd be good for like 10 minutes, though. But then, but he would lay down the law and make you do it the whole day.
So there was a lot of singing, in our household. And, unfortunately, one of my worst memories was like Tim uses it against me. And it was singing. I failed. I bombed horribly at a singing recital. And now that has been used in like a Tim and Eric sketch. And it's been used like that memory will never die.
Oh, no.
It keeps coming back to haunt me. So that's the downside of,
Well, me and Vic, when we grew up, we would play everything and we wouldn't sing everything. We would.
Right on, brothers.
We just DJ all of our responses to
everything.
Back
then, it was tapes and everything. We didn't have like the digital stuff, so we'd have to.
Yeah, you gotta like, hold on. Yeah. Ask me a question. I gotta like rewind the tape real
quick.
Hold
on.
All right, then. What else do we? Do we have to keep moving, Matt? What's the schedule like?
Was Tim always a funny guy? Is that a boring question? Was he always a funny guy?
Yes, I think. Yes.
Okay.
He used to do stand-up comedy routines in our he used to do stand-up comedy routines in our living room when we were kids and always.
Was he an insufferable theater kid all through high school?
he was always
in the spotlight
in the
and making a big deal about his presence wherever he goes.
A gay man living in Paris who was in love with an African man.
I'm not going to answer that. Not insufferable, but he was always in plays. I've seen, he's in a lot of plays and musicals.
And do you remember the first time you saw Tim on TV?
Yes. I remember hearing his voice. I was at it was a party at somebody's house, and it was the first time they'd done a like a trailer thing for Tom Goes to the Mayor.
Right.
And it was playing in the other room. Somebody had Comedy Central or Cartoon Network on. And I remember hearing his voice, and I was like, what's him doing at this party? What's going on? And then it came out, and I was like, oh my God, it's him on TV.
It's the coolest.
So, yeah, that was exciting. That was a big moment.
Did when Tim was growing up, was he playing like a lot of Dylan and Beatles all the time?
Yeah.
You just can't get away from it?
Yeah, pretty much. still doing that.
Well, so do we have to bring is Kay here? We're also going to bring your mom on.
She couldn't make it. She's going to come into after hours. It was a little too confusing.
We'll get your mom in here later then.
Do you want to take a question from one of our Zoomers maybe?
Oh, there
Erica?
We go.
Are you game for that?
Sure.
Just a quick one, and then we'll have to move along because we have a lot to get to. Schwarm, are you raising your hand because you have a question? Okay. Be very respectful. This is Tim's sister.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday, Tim. We miss you.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Quick question for you, Erica. Did Tim ever ask you to be on, like, any of, like, Awesome Show or anything like that?
No, he knows I'm pretty, I'm a very shy person. Just being on this right now is creeping me out right now. I've always been the shy one in the family, and he knows that. Although I did do I got sucked into doing one thing in Gator Man Attacks, which I don't think was ever on. It was like one of their early clips. Yeah, it was one of their very early clips, and it's only because we were on vacation, and I was literally like the only other person there who could be in it. So one time I did it, and after that, I'm not an in front of the camera kind of person.
Well, we'll look for you on Gator Man. I think it's still on the internet, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know.
I think so.
It was my first and last acting gig.
Tim Heidecker.
Well,
rock on.
Love you, Tim.
Thank you, Schwarm. Awesome. Schwam. Is that your name?
Yes, thank you guys. Love you guys.
Peace and love, mate.
One more question?
Well, we got great Niner is, I think he's on the road and needs to.
Let's get Niner out of the way.
Yeah.
Let's let Erica go, actually.
Yeah.
She's shy.
Deeply uncomfortable.
Erica,
Happy birthday, Tim.
Sorry Tim couldn't be here. You gotta come back when Tim is here so you guys can have a deeper conversation.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have fun. Bye.
Thanks, Erica.
All right, now.
I hope I'm doing okay as an interviewer.
You're great.
I think you're doing wonderful, man.
We're just getting warmed up here, folks. Show's going to be...
It's not up to Tim level, I must say. But it's close.
Maybe it's better.
Listen, this show is for him. I did see him in the chat.
Tim?
I saw him in the YouTube chat.
Whoa.
So he's probably watching.
What's he saying?
He didn't appreciate your roast very much.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday.
Classic rock jokes and my pickle jokes.
I mean, you did say he had bugs in his beard, so.
He doesn't mean it. Called a joke. You can't take a little humor?
Well, he's a sensitive guy.
Well, tell him to stop putting Beatles in there.
Tim, if you're there, say something in the chat. Gray Niner, are you on? Ideas.
Yeah, guys, how are you doing today?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. I'm just heading out of the landfill, going out to get the trailer washed.
Keep the eyes on the road, buddy.
Wait, did you drive to the landfill?
Right,
you drive? Are you hauling trash?
Going to get the old trailer washed.
Yeah, I'm hauling some trash, and then I gotta go get it cleaned, and then I'm picking up a load and heading out towards you guys.
What kind of trash? Just everyday trash, kind of like
asbestos,
food, and stuff. Yeah, what is it? Dangerous chemicals?
Just like general house garbage.
Oh, that's the best kind. That's the safest.
Just
depends on whose house you go to, I guess.
Stuff like that.
Breaker, 1-9er. Breaker.
Oh, here's Uncle Phil's here.
Ray 9, you got your ears on, son.
Wow.
Ears on, son?
Yeah, Phil, how you doing, Phil?
How you coming there, Gray 9er? Give me a honking of the horn there. Let me know you're out there, son.
Fill up.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
How are things going?
Gray Niner, we need a honk. We need a big old honk.
There we go.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You got me, guys. Yeah. How you doing, Phil? On my way to pick up.
Great. Yeah, you got that delivery then, I take it.
Yeah, just about to pick up. I got to stop and get the trailer cleaned off, and then we'll be picking up real quick.
All right, boys, I got old Gray Niner bringing a big old load down to you for Tim's birthday. Special birthday gift. Load up the back of the flatbed.
I don't care.
We're going to be in LA before the show's over.
Wally. Oh, we're going to be looking forward to that.
You do know Tim's not here, though, right?
What do you mean he's not here?
He's not in the studio.
Where the hell is
he? He might call in later, but he's not even in Los Angeles.
Phil, what are you driving on right now? It looks like you're going quite fast on perhaps a motorcycle or
a Segway. Is he on a Segway?
Or one of those three-wheeled those Cam 4s or whatever? Those like
yeah, I'm in a Tesla, son. One of these brand new Teslas. It's got a nice clear canopy over my hair. It's a beautiful
wide open back. Is there even a seat? Do you have a seatbelt on? What if you fall?
You don't
over?
Need them here in the Teslas. Uh-oh. Self-driving.
You can take a nap. You can take a nap while he's doing that.
Oh yeah, do anything. I'm talking on the CB here with my buddy Gray Niner. Got a great, great present here for Tim. I'm a little disappointed he's not there to take it personally, but we're kind of in a hurry trying to beat some time. How fast you got that rubber band stretch there, Niner? You going 110?
Phil, I'm warning.
It's kind of amazing that even other people's bits fall apart when Tim's not here.
Tim wouldn't have let this last this long.
Is Gray Niner? Yeah. Is Gray Niner there?
He would have been long gone.
Well, what the hell happened to Gray Niner?
He seems to be having tech trouble.
He must be in Virginia right now.
But you know, I hear the
supposed to be in Texas right now.
What's our cue out of this?
I think Uncle Phil is riding one of those Mario Karts. And he's...
Whoa, wait a minute.
Sorry, Phil, we gotta let you go. We have...
What's this?
We have some video mail.
Got mail?
All right, bye, Gray Niner. Maybe we'll talk to you later. All right, Wes, you ready?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Well, when...
Sam Cedar here. Tim, I'm here to wish you a happy birthday because your producer asked me to send a video for your birthday. And in a spirit of unity and new beginnings, I guess, that are spreading across the country right now, I decided to wish you a happy birthday. And I was a little surprised to find out that you're 45, to be honest, because you carry yourself like a much older man. Yet, at the same time, you've been able to achieve stuff that most people have achieved by their early 20s. So I think it's that complexity about you that people, to the extent that people are... enjoy your work. That's what probably makes it. So congratulations on being, I guess, only 45 relative to your
baby.
Well, is it done, Matt?
It just hard cut out.
I mean, Matt, like, that's like the last person that Tim wants a birthday wish from. I mean, what a bore. I mean,
Sam Seether.
I mean, you know how much like Tim likes Chris Cuomo, and obviously Sam does not. He doesn't appreciate.
Three, four, five. Senses working.
Sam doesn't appreciate the coolness of Cuomo that he brings to CNN. So, I mean, that's kind of offensive. I think you need to apologize.
And his burns weren't even that.
I mean,
great.
Yeah, he's like,
reaching for something.
He's really trying there, but
should we see if there's anybody else in the old mailbag?
Sorry about that, Tim. I had nothing to do with that.
I'm going to see if there's someone else in the old
Tim
mailbag.
Tim indeed carries himself like a much younger man.
He does.
Yeah.
Nice Whoa. Try, Seether.
Oh, you ready, Wes? I'm coming at you fast today.
Tim, happy birthday, buddy. It's a big one, the big 6-0. So just rock it, man. I know you will.
Now that's,
and we got someone else at the door right away.
Who was that?
Happy birthday, Tim. Bummed we all can't party in person, but really glad you were born.
Oh, there we go.
That was Jonathan Rado and Natalie Mehring from Wiseblood.
That's right. And now...
Now that's a succinct...
Now that was nice. I mean, starting with Seether is just a total downer.
What a drag.
That's what you want. Short and sweet, right. Succinct, to the point. You don't go on and on, make this about you.
Right, right. You don't make it about yourself. You don't like have to hurt Tim like
that.
Yeah,
to chew up the scenery.
But like that was a very sweet ending, and I think Tim would appreciate that. Hopefully we can ask him at some point.
Speaking of Tim's actual friends, I think we have some other friends on Zoom.
Mm.
Amy and Michael, can you hear us?
Wow.
Can you hear us?
Oh, there we go.
Yes, loud and clear.
Can you hear us? Good
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Amy. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Remember me, I'm Doug. I went to your house before and I swam in your pool.
Hi, Doug.
Wow. And this is Vic. I have never been to your house. I've never been into your pool.
Well, Tim isn't here and we got you on for his birthday show, so I'm not sure where we go from here. But do you have any I guess we could ask the old how did you meet Tim?
Yeah,
where do you go back with Tim? I know you go back for a long time.
We go back at Naomi
Odenkirk's birthday party.
That's right.
Where I actually met Marilyn, and then Marilyn's married to Tim. So Tim came along.
Yeah.
He was a
hanger on.
Yeah.
So you were Marilyn's friend, and then Tim comes along and steals her friend away from her.
That's right.
Okay.
See how this is going.
That's
Tim's way. Ooh. We're used to it.
What was your first impression of Tim?
White.
Very white. Yeah, same.
No tan.
Do you have any do you have any funny stories of Tim that you can come to mind?
What a terrible question.
Well, I'm not a host of a show.
Tim
okay, we're trying
he stranded
well, then,
us
thanks,
for his own
thanks,
birthday.
Thanks
yeah.
For the invite, Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah, asking to tell a funny story you never have one, and then it never will be funny.
I was just delighted that I found his work funny, because it would have been really awkward be his friend and not find his work funny.
Yeah. Do you have any sad stories?
Oh, they're all sad.
I have a question. Tim, this is Matt. Hi, I don't know if you can see me.
No. Where are you?
I might be on a different... The camera, but it doesn't matter. Nice to see you, even if you can't see me. Tim has talked about on the show a few times these kind of like salon sort of hangouts.
Yeah.
Where he's done, you know, these
like party pieces.
Yeah, like real Hollywood insider cool stuff. Like, what is that all about? Is it
Hollywood insider and cool don't actually go together? So let's try to define that.
Yeah, the idea. Oh, even calling it a salon is ironic. The idea for this was because whenever we had a party, it was always like 8 people, which is exactly the wrong amount of people, because you can't have 8 people are never going to have the same conversation. So then it's 2 people having a conversation while 6 people watch. So I thought that what we should do to rectify that was make everybody perform something. I know this sounds terrible, but the bar is super low. Like you could just come in and read a poem or something. And it was really interesting to me because you kind of see what people are interested in, and then it lets you know them in a different way. And Tim always did something, you know, unexpected. He did a video presentation for my birthday that was about the assassination of Garfield.
Mm-hmm. But, it was like a PowerPoint.
Yeah. Which is, you know, it's great to have a...
These are the things that amuse us.
Well, it's funny you bring up Garfield because Garfield came up on our show last week, which I think it's interesting to point out, Tim, recycling material.
Yeah, you know, it would be sad if that was used only once. Really? I'm totally fine with being him trying out material on us.
So you guys have worked with a lot of the greats, John Bryan, many others that I could list here, but Mr. Elvis Costello, have you ever written a song with Tim? Has that ever happened, or are there any plans for that?
Todd Berry is an idiot. We wrote that song with him.
I feel like we've done stuff with him, but have we written songs with him?
Just that one.
One time for his birthday, I did a cover. I did a parody version of a Dylan parody song that he had written. Yes, we have. I did write a song. I wrote a song with him for my record. That's called Soon Enough. Because I think he's a great musician, and he's got a great sense of melody and harmony. And it's really, it's kind of enraging, actually, like how easy it is for him.
Right.
But I think I also really like collaborating with people, and I like sort of taking people's ideas and then turning them to a finished thing.
Yeah, that is the thing with Tim. He's an ideas man. He's always got something going on. I don't know how he has time for any of it, but he's just always busy, always got things going on.
Very prolific.
Yeah, he's a prolific guy. Yeah, no matter what it is, there's so much going on.
There's no energy spent on anxiety, unlike the rest of us. I think most of our lives
are
50% anxiety, and his is just 100% ideas.
And a real right. workout.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. true. He's always doing stuff.
Quick question for Michael. You famously were in St. Elsewhere in 1985 as an extra.
Yeah, famously, huh?
You apparently played a lab technician, and I'm just curious, what was that like working on the set of St. Elsewhere with the whole gang over there?
I became really good friends with Begley and with Ed Flanders, who sadly passed away. It was the best job in the world for a songwriter, because being an extra, you just sit around your ass for, you know, 99% of the time, and you could read and write and do whatever you wanted to do, and then they would call you and you'd walk down a hallway.
Pushing a cart.
Yeah, push a cart. So it was great.
Oh, wow. So in your downtime, you're sitting there writing songs.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it was great.
What? Tell them the other show you were extra on.
And you were on Boogie Nights as well.
Yes, that was, I actually had a speaking role in that, but that was a movie I scored. So Paul Thomas Anderson decided that he knew that there would be no activity that he could conceive of that would make me more uncomfortable than to put me in the movie.
I witnessed John C. Reilly take after take trying to make you laugh.
And there's a cool music video of yours that you made with him in the long, is it like the longest hallway in the world? Is that correct?
At least North America. Yeah. Yeah, that's a one-shot video where I'm just walking. It's like my life is walking down hallways. Right. I just stand elsewhere and just fucking video.
Beautiful.
That was.
I have a question. I saw you guys live in 2000 at Radio City Music Hall, at the Brian Wilson concert.
The Brian Wilson.
Yeah, that was amazing. What was that like? And there's so many other like legends there. Like you got Paul Simon, Billy Joel hopping around on the stage, and Ricky Martin was there, I believe. What was it like interacting with Brian Wilson, or did you kind of just stay away from him, or what?
We didn't interact with him there. I interacted with him later at a tribute to a guy named Paul Atkinson, who was the guy that signed me to RCA. He was the original guitarist for the Zombies.
Oh, yes.
The Zombies got together for a tribute to him because he was dying, and Brian played and I played but the thing I remember most about that Brian Wilson tribute is that I finally remember getting sort of crankily yelled at by David Crosby.
Yes, yeah. And Crosby kept blowing his lines because it was like pre-tape, so he could do it. And I forget what song he was playing, but he kept blowing. Maybe it was God Only Knows. And he kept messing up the opening line. They did it like 5 times.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've been there.
Yeah, sure.
Quick question for both of you. As musicians, you're probably working on music a lot and scoring things and creating your own music. And I'm just wondering, do you have any time to enjoy music that's not your own? And do you seek out new music, or do you kind of settle into what you've already grown to love over the years?
You listen to music more than I do. When I'm in the car, I listen to classical music.
Yeah.
And then the last few years, Michael, are you getting a phone call?
No, it's Jen.
I'll listen to jazz or something that I don't know very well, or music from my youth that I didn't pay attention to at the time.
Yeah, I'm still discovering stuff, you know, going way back. So I try to listen to things that are new, but I have always hated almost everything. So,
right.
Well, I can attest to that, and I'm a hater also. But I think mostly the problem is I just don't know. Like, once you're out of the loop of what people are listening to, it is impossible to get back in the loop. So right. I just don't know.
Right. What would you say is something off top of your head, if you have anything, that would be underrated? Not necessarily new, could be old, very old, or what, from any age, that you think that's underrated?
That's a good question.
I would tell everybody to go out and listen to a song by Judy Sill called The Kiss.
Yes.
And then get
knows that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Judy Sill was you discovered this. That was a big discovery of like a genre that I love, and someone within that genre I've never heard.
I mean,
of.
She's really interesting, but that song is just transcendent. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, it's like a religious experience putting that.
It's
song
like Bach.
It is.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Agree.
Is it better than "Kiss from a Rose" by Seal?
Or the band Kiss?
The band Kiss.
Okay, well, you know what? Thank you, Michael and Amy. We have to. We have a ton of more guests.
Happy birthday, Tim!
Happy birthday, Tim!
Happy birthday, Tim! Right. Thanks, guys.
Love you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for being here.
All right, let's.
Let's talk. You want to talk to a Zoomer?
This is weird having them come on and then we, right. You know, it's for Tim, but then they talk to us.
Right, here we go.
What do we got, man?
I saw somebody with funny hair on the Zoom.
Right. Oh, great.
Kate, you have funny hair and you're...
You love the funny hair.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Can you unmute?
That's a funny hair.
I did. Can
there
you hear
we go,
me?
Yes.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah, this is the closest thing I have to a party hat.
Oh, so it's a wig.
Yeah, it is.
Now, is that real horse hair or what is it?
I think they make it out of plastic. I'm not sure.
It's not organic.
Okay.
No, sadly. But I did have pink hair for a little bit. I like had my hair real short and cut it like around, all shaved it, and the top was pink.
When did that with your hair, did people interact with you differently on the street, at Starbucks, at wherever? People leave you alone more, or they bug you more?
Yeah, people would talk to me more. They'd be like, "Ooh, what's your deal?"
Oh, really?
And, yeah.
What'd you say?
I just wanted to try it out. I just like doing weird stuff with my hair. So.
Did you let it grow out then? Or did it just wash out eventually? Or did you have to like shave your head to get rid of the pink?
Yeah, I kind of had to like, it grew out a little bit and then I had to like cut it off because it looked bad.
All right.
All right. Well, cool. Yeah, well, I think people should wear, I think wigs should come in.
I
think everyone should just shave their head bald and we can all have a new style every
day.
I'll
be going there very soon. I'll be doing the Phil Spector thing as my hair just goes away.
We should have a walk-in wig closet. each of us.
Right, right.
You know, whether we're going bald or not, no we should what. All be shaving our heads and yeah. wearing wigs.
Now, do you have a favorite, what is your absolute favorite thing that Tim has done? He's done so many things throughout the years.
Oh, someone's here. Tell him to hold on, Matt, after this question.
Go ahead.
Quick answer. Golly, I do really love from Tim and Eric, the Jan and Wayne. That's like one of my favorites.
Cleaning the old spaghetti house.
Yep. So
that's where it all began. Yeah, that goes back to Tom Goes to the Mayor. That's now, you know, that's some of the first stuff I worked on with them.
Someone at the door, but they can wait. But
all
Doug,
right,
Doug,
let's get the door.
Wait, Doug, what is the very first time you saw Tim in person and interacted with him? When, what was that like for you? Did he know anything about him at the time? I know you're like an intern, right? Is that right?
Yeah, I got an internship.
When was the first time you saw him
in around
the flesh?
2004.
Vic, this has been covered like 20 times.
I know, but
Office
I just want to say the very first day.
I don't know if first day.
Been. What was the
Tim
first day
was
like?
Not the
he
most gregarious
was.
Guy. I'll
right,
tell you,
right.
It was Eric was really cool, really friendly. Mm-hmm. He liked me. We vibed.
Yeah.
I go into Tim's office. He doesn't even look me in the eye. He's like, huh, okay. I had to prove myself. I had to earn his respect.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then we went from there.
There you go. See, that was not said.
Mail.
Wait, do we have mail?
Oh. Do we? Okay. You want to see some mail?
Oh,
some
I don't
viewer
I just
mail? Yeah, we could. I was just goofing on
that. Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, we do have a couple more.
All right, what do we got, Matt? Ready, Wes? Roll the clip.
Tim? Tim?
Oh, man, I'm looking at my hair in this video. I gotta
Tim?
Stop cutting my own hair.
Hey! Tim! It's me, Charles! Hey! Today's a big day. Everyone's talking about it. Today's,
What is?
You know, the day that you... passed through your mother's vagina. And, I get your own TV shows and cooking shows, bands and stuff.
This is Frank Black, if you don't
beard,
know.
Kind of Chris Christopherson kind of a thing going on. So, hey, well done. And, just leave me with effort. Happy birthday. Tim! Happy birthday! Tim! 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 Okay, Google, play Beach Boys.
Happy birthday!
Wow. I mean,
holy cow.
That is like...
That's legendary.
That makes up and more for the Sam Cedar call, I think. That's pretty damn
and
cool.
My poor
and
interview
Black
skills.
Francis here. No. That's just amazing.
I think...
You know, the Pixies are one of the greatest of all time. People should stop talking about the Beatles
and
all these other bands.
Time
the
to
Grateful
fix it
Dead.
Up.
It's about, the Pixies are better.
Mm-hmm.
Trump Le Monde.
Oh, yeah.
No one talks about that.
Veruca Salt, too.
Give that a spin. Wait, Veruca Salt?
Veruca Salt?
Band?
Yeah. What does that have to do with the Pixies?
The bass player from the Pixies is in that.
Oh, you're thinking of...
Who am I mixing up with? Oh, Wonder...
The Breeders.
The Breeders. Sorry, the Breeders, yes.
It's a little disrespectful to bring that up.
Kim Deal is...
She's the bass player?
She is the bass player of the Pixies.
Of the Pixies. Yeah, I always mix up these female bands because I'm sexist.
Oh, we're talking about Frank Black here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little disrespectful because I think they were sort of... an acrimonious split, but I do want to clarify, like, there seems to be chatter. Everyone thinks we're doing a goof and that,
no, Tim is actually not here.
He's in San Francisco. Like, he's actually not even in Los Angeles. We are on the compound and we're doing a show for
Please
him.
Please don't cancel your Patreon subscriptions.
Right.
Okay.
Not going to be like this every
We're going to be here Sunday for Super Bowl Sunday.
Right. With Tim.
Tim will be back. Tim,
but look, Frank Black just did a little song.
Where
I mean,
else are you going to get
What do you want?
And Tim might show up in the Zoom later. We don't know. He might. That's legitimately.
We'll see what happens.
He's
planning to, but you never know. Do you want to see some more?
Okay,
should we see who else?
We have more birthday mail. All
right. Hi, my lovely son. I love you. And I'm so proud you're my son. So happy the day you were born.
You are such a great
Hey, Dad, you were so nice.
You're so nice.
Hello, honey. I love you so much. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Now, how about that?
Wow.
That was really sweet. That was one of the sweetest things
on the
show.
That was about the cutest thing I've seen in a while.
That's really his family.
If Tim is watching, he's just, tears are rolling out of his eyes right now.
Isn't Tim's son named Charles, too?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he named him after Frank Black, whose real name is Charles.
I wish we could ask Tim.
Or he's also called Black Francis.
Yeah, that was
the original.
That was his stage name.
But then Frank Black was the next stage name.
I think Frank...
No, on the Pixies, early on, he was Black Francis.
Are there any callers that know the deal with his...
No, I know it. Then
Charles Thompson.
Okay. During Pixies, he was Black Francis. Then he went to Frank Black.
Right, okay.
What do you think's next? What the heck is going to be next?
Do you want to do another...
Francis... I don't know. Don't know.
But originally Charles, so maybe Tim's Charles will...
Maybe he'll change his name.
We'll maybe maybe his
Black.
Name will be Black Tony Black, or something.
Black Heidecker. All right, what are we doing here, Matt? What's next?
Let's just do a drop concert. Let us off the hook here.
I mean, you want to hear a song? Someone sent a song.
Nah.
No, not yet.
I mean, yeah, whatever you got, man. Let it roll.
We got a birthday mail song coming up here.
Okay, you ready?
Go ahead.
Sure.
Hi, Tim. It's Sarah Potenza.
There we go.
I wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Now, for your birthday this year, I was going to get you an Italian massage. However, they are not open due to COVID. So I decided that the second best thing would be to sing you one of your own songs. This is one of my very favorite songs from your new shit. I hope you enjoy. Happy birthday. Cemeteries 100 years from now. Somebody tell me how we won't resist the urge to turn it into property. Property, money making property. Lying there, hanging out, just growing hair. They gotta know we're running out of space to live up here. Put a high rise in and they would be a fool if they didn't see it with a swimming pool. Seven stories and seven below. Keep on living.
Wow.
That was unreal. Miss Sarah Potenza, everybody. That was, I mean, I think scrap the Amy Mann and Michael Penn album and do an album with Sarah Potenza interpreting Tim's songs. I mean, all seriousness, that's like incredible.
My spine is purely is tingled.
It's tingled.
My spine has been tingled.
Mine has been tingling so much I don't even feel it anymore. It's like incredible.
Love you, Tim.
And go out and find Sarah Potenza's albums and her work on Instagram, where she does beautiful music there. I mean,
you know, maybe she should sing Tim's records. You know,
who's this?
Maybe she should be singing his
records. Right, right. Bring Tim's voice down a little
just
bit.
Just like have him do the scratch track and then
right, and then step out
in.
And then
yeah, he can do the demo. He can write the song.
Yeah, right.
Bring her in.
Why not?
Uh oh, Tim's gonna hear this. He's oh, crap.
Do a little Nilsson Newman action kind of thing where Tim will play the piano.
You know what, Vic? Here's what I'm hearing. I'm getting on my earbud here.
Okay.
I think Gray Niner and Phil are. They're back. They have something
still
else
on
to
the
say.
Hopefully, hopefully.
What do they have to say here?
Hopefully, Phil's
Phil,
all right.
Phil, I mean, Niner, are you there? Come in.
It's going great.
Whoa.
I'm sorry that everybody can't be as
Phil. You have to save this
breaker,
bit
breaker,
fast.
Wow,
that is bad, Phil.
Your audio.
Fill in,
shit.
Phil.
Niner.
Phil?
I'm trying to communicate. look, I don't know. Shut the fuck up, Niner. I'm trying to talk on the CB here. I don't think you guys appreciate we're traveling 2,300 miles across the country. I got Niner's GPS retracking to San Francisco because you guys screwed us up because Tim's not there. We got 45 pounds of Omaha steaks on the back of Niner's flatbed. Trying to have a happy birthday for Tim.
Niner, can we get a big honk? Can we get a big honk and we'll say bye-bye?
I don't think Niner's even connected. Niner is totally frozen.
Fell asleep in his cab there.
We're hearing his GPS. All right, Phil, we'll check back in with you.
We'll check back in then, buddy.
Phil, last thought.
Slow down a little bit, dude.
I bet somebody we'd be there in 15 hours, so we're trying to hurry this thing up as best we can.
All right.
Bye, Phil.
See you, Phil.
You know,
how does his hat stay on at those speeds?
It makes
sense.
He has I think there's a windshield, actually, though.
Oh, he's in the Tesla.
Yeah.
It's just a pure glass. They got the new one with the pure glass roof.
With the built-in,
it's got the built-in zoom right. capabilities.
Let's Happy check in with our friends, the twins. They're wearing fun hats.
It's time to celebrate.
The twins are here?
Twins are here. And then I think we have some other VIPs.
Hi. Twins, are you there?
Oh, there we go. Yes. We got the twinsies.
Can you hear us? Hi.
Yeah,
hi.
Okay.
We have old birthday hats on.
Yeah, it's Mickey.
Hi. Yeah, it's party. So.
Oh, Tim hates Disney, though. Those are like Mickey Mouse hats? He doesn't like. He
yes.
Doesn't like. No, just
for you, Tim.
Is it Mickey
Mouse?
Yeah,
Mickey, just for you.
Oh, okay.
Let's not focus on the things he doesn't like.
Okay.
Focus on the things he likes.
Okay.
The Grateful Dead, for one.
The Dead, right.
These are from 1989, by the way.
All right. Thanks, twins. We love you, but the twins never have anything to actually say.
Are there any other Zoomers that have something to say?
See, we
there?
See.
Thank you, twins.
I see some familiar
you,
faces
twins.
In here.
Can we get some triplets in here? Or is that all we got, twins?
Yeah, we might have triplets. Doug, what's your what's your dad's name?
Gary.
Gary.
Oh jeez,
he's not in yet, but we have two.
I mean, maybe it's two. Under let's my. Just, it could be under my mom's just, name,
let's
Pauline.
Just,
you
let's
might
just wait
see
till,
her.
Let's just wait till. Okay, sorry. Hold the wire. Hold the wire.
We got
we'll
dads.
Come back to
little
you.
Spoiler alert: Tim. Dads are going to be talking Tim. To us.
Dads, maybe we should
celebrating Tim.
Let's bring a Zoomer in with Vic's dad.
Tim. Oh, there we go. Tim.
Hey, hello.
Tim.
How's it going?
Mr. Burger.
Mr. B.
Hello. Call
V3.
Me Vic, please.
Wait, are you really
Mr. Vic, please.
Are you really outside?
No, I'm not outside. That's on the deck. That's the background.
My
Come
dad's
on,
got
Vic,
the tech
you know,
down.
Video editing.
Wow.
I can be anywhere I want. Let's see.
There
we go.
God. Careful what you got in your queue there. I don't know what you got behind.
What?
Could be something dirty. Oh, look, he's got a happy birthday. Got a happy birthday sign.
Yeah, happy birthday. And there's a cake I started.
Oh
I started the house on fire.
He wrote it
Your
on
mom
a
Your mom made that. Your mom made that.
Let me see that cupcake again.
Cupcake.
That's a it's hell a, of a candle.
It's a big candle for a cupcake. You kind of fell over.
Wow.
Here's what happened. I lit it. Well, can you see me here? I don't know.
Wow. Oh, now he's
it fell over. It fell over. Oh, my God. Dad. Forget it.
Oh, yeah. We can't keep Mr. Heidecker waiting. Where, Rich Heidecker's here.
Oh, don't.
Rich Heidecker is.
Is he there?
My dad Hello. Better not screw this up. This is his big shot. Right. His big shot.
Big moment.
I don't see any Garys in there.
You want to check Pauline?
Come on, Gary. Where are you, Gary?
Do you see a Pauline?
Rich, are you there?
I'm here.
There we go. Mr. Apso himself. Hey. There he is.
I've been celebrating for a few hours now, so let's do it.
What are you celebrating?
Somebody's birthday. I forget.
Oh, did you feel any pains at that time or what? You know, like my mother gets pains or so when I was born.
Oh boy. You know what?
No.
The night Tim was born, though, I'll tell you what, it looked exactly like the screen in back of you.
Wow. That's scary.
Terrible. I almost didn't take her to the hospital. It was that bad out. I just said, the heck with that. Who's going to?
Oh, home birth. Those are fun, I heard. Have a home birth. So you're from Allentown originally, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Allentown.
A lot of dealerships on that highway. You had one of them, or family had that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the sad news on that is that Tim had an opportunity to get into the car business and he passed on it.
Oh, really? Wow.
He could be selling cars as we speak. You know what I mean?
Wow. It's, he probably is. He's got that on the side too, right?
Well, there's still hope. I think someday he's going to find a real job.
So, oh my gosh. Okay.
On the Zoom.
You can get my son going with him too, right?
Oh, yeah. Those guys, they need to punch in somewhere, you know?
How's your weather?
It's not. It's better, you know.
Oh, they got a lot of Zoomers on here. Hi, Zoomers. I don't usually do this thing. Hey, there they are. Good to see you. Hope you're staying safe.
Anyone want some advice from two dads? Any of you
advice.
Zoomers?
Oh,
Noah, is that what you're saying, or Madison?
Here's some advice. You know, you send the kids to school, you get a second mortgage to pay for his college, and, you know, they start working. Here's what you get. You get a hat. I got a hat.
All that, and you got a hat.
It's a good hat. Where is it?
It's a nice hat. You can go to officehours.com to get that.
Is there parties they have or anything that I can get in?
Officialhours.com.
Officialofficehours.com. Oh. Dad, have you been
Did you pay for that hat, Mr.
Yeah, how
Berger?
Did you get
Hold
that?
On a second.
Well, I said that was my Christmas present. Thanks, Vic.
Yeah, but who paid? Did Vic pay? Vic, did you pay for it? I don't think I saw that.
I don't know. Maybe he took it out of the drawer there or something. I don't know.
Dad, I got to check my stock.
Dad, you all shovel.
Keep an eye on him, Doug. Keep an eye on him, Doug. You know, get the merchandise going away.
Dad, you got like 2 feet of snow the other day.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of snow.
Are you all shoveled out?
Dad was right by us, got 31 inches.
Oh, well,
either California or Florida.
We have a clip here that we can show of how you got shoveled out.
I don't have that quite ready, and they can't see it. Never mind.
We're not ready for that.
That's all right.
Okay.
My wife fell on her face. You have that picture where she fell on her face?
Let me try and get it. Which one? I can get it. I can get it. Which one do you want to show?
You can just show the picture.
The video or the picture?
The videos, either one, doesn't matter.
Okay.
So, Rich, how's your weather in Florida there?
It's cold as hell. It's only like 60.
60? I get a sweater on already.
I know. It's all right. It's good. It's a whole lot better.
It was like 20 degrees last night here.
I heard. Yeah. Well, that's why I'm here.
Okay.
I got a slideshow.
I'm thinking about it after this. When my wife can't shovel snow anymore, I'm out of here.
Got it.
We've got an image up here on the screen here that of my mom shoveling, but she fell down.
Yeah,
slipped
where is
on
that?
The ice.
You won't be able to see it.
You won't be able to see it.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine.
But
I saw it before.
You helped her out by taking a picture of her as she's
on
the ground.
Yes, I did.
Look at that. What a guy. What a husband. Beautiful. But as you can see, she's wearing her present. She's got the office hours beanie on, which also
that's
you can get.
I couldn't find the beanie. She wouldn't let me have it.
No, I don't think you deserve it after that. So
hey, was fast on the trigger. I must have learned something from you, Vic, you know?
Yeah.
Pictures, video, the whole thing.
Mr. Heidecker, what?
I got a visual on Mr. Lusenhoff.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Mr. Heidecker, what was the moment that you knew Tim was going to make it in comedy and entertainment, music? What was there a first time that you saw him produce something that you knew he was going to make it?
Waiting for that moment, Vic.
Ouch.
My God.
That wasn't a good setup.
Wow. His dad's
roasting.
I knew
that was coming.
Okay, I've got Mr. Let me walk Mr. Lusenhop through getting connected here.
Can we get Doug?
You have to press unmute.
Check 1, 2, 3.
Can you hear us, Mr. Lusenhop? And then I have a question for you. I'm seeing him, but I'm not hearing him, Doug.
Tim.
Is he hearing us? Looks like no, because he's not responding. Happy
birthday, I can get him on the phone.
Yeah, let's just get him on speakerphone.
Okay.
Sorry, I interrupted the other dads.
Oh, here we go.
I don't know if
we're getting Gary lined up here.
Where's Gary? I can't find Gary.
You're just going to be able to hear him, hopefully.
Oh, okay.
He's having a little tech issue here. There we go.
You guys.
What's that, Dad?
I see you. I see the guy with the straw hat.
Howdy.
Do you know how to unmute your Zoom?
How's that?
Oh, he's on. Yeah, you can.
He's I think, on.
Try muting your phone.
Oh, there
Doug.
We go.
Mr. L, are you there? Oh, he can only hear you on the phone.
Oh, you can only hear us on the phone, but you can't.
So tell him to, I'll mute him.
Turn your speakers on or something.
Let me turn my phone off.
But he's not going to be able to hear the other dads. Well, let's have a quick chat with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Go. All right.
Or maybe he will. Can I ask the first question, Mr. Doug's dad?
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Okay, Dad.
Yeah. Can you clarify for me? I've wondered this for a long time. Is the proper pronunciation Lusenhoff or Lusenhoff?
Should I not put my phone here because he's getting the echo?
I don't know. I think this is...
Oh, he hung up. Dad, can you hear us?
Oh, my God.
I don't think he's hearing us on the computer.
Happy birthday, Tim.
We should have ran through this tech. We should have done a full tech rehearsal yesterday.
Yeah. That's all right. We'll talk to him later. Other dads, maybe you can clarify. Is it Lusenhoff or Lusenhoff?
I don't know. Sorry.
It's the second. The way we've always pronounced it was the second way.
Lusenhop.
Is it German, though? Wouldn't there be... Lusenhop?
Look, I think it's German, but...
And now, Rich, is it Heidecker or Heidecker?
In the old country, who knows? Yeah, I don't know, but...
Mr. H, is it Heidecker or Heidecker or Heidecker?
Yes.
What is the name Heidecker?
The way I see it, it doesn't matter. Whatever one wants to say it, who cares?
What is it like? My last name Berger means mayor.
Excuse me. How is that pronounced?
Berger means mayor. Like, you know, Victor the mayor. Like, I guess I have a
mayor like a horse.
Yeah, yes.
I
have horse blood.
Wow, this is an exclusive.
This is pretty cool.
Governor, mayor. You know, mayor of the city.
Like, and I'm also Victor means winner. Like the mayor.
Mayor.
Mayor. Yeah. Not. Yeah. Mayor.
Oh, okay. I thought you said not mayor. Like, M-A-R-E for a
no,
second.
No. So
Victor Horse would have been amazing.
What the name Heidecker stands for? Where it comes from? What's the lineage of that name?
That means upper decker in German. We all know this.
Exactly. Come on, follow me on this, Vic.
Okay.
No, who knows? But I like to think I'm just related to Martin Heidecker, the philosopher.
Oh, okay.
I'll go there.
And
the Richard is, of course, the lineage of King Richard the Lionheart. Wow.
It could be. You should do a little 23andMe and figure that out. Cool.
All right, I'm going to do what Tim does, and I'm gonna bust in and say, I'm going to let you go because we have nobody. Some more.
Dad, can I get a Gurr baby on the way out?
Oh, sure. Gurr baby. Everybody stay safe. Happy birthday, Tim.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Good to see you, Mick. Good to see you, Rich. Sorry, Dad. Yeah. We tried to get you. We'll get you on here again.
Yeah, maybe I don't know if he can come back later for the if maybe.
Bye bye.
We did our best.
We love you, Dad.
I'll put my car on there.
Love you, Dad.
Thanks, Dad. Sorry, Gary. It didn't work out. Gary Lussenhoff.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Love you, Dads.
The thing about being an American, okay, is these last names. They don't mean shit. We can pronounce them how we want. We're in the land of the free. We left that old country because they are
because they were worse.
They were taxating without representation.
Right.
So screw them.
Let liberty ring. Dreams what we are fighting for.
Well, that was that went okay. The dad thing, I think.
It was great.
I missed half of that.
It was doing tech support.
No, I don't know.
Next
how
time I'm going to have the Geek Squad come over.
Right.
Oh, somebody here?
What?
What do we got?
What's this? What have we got here?
All right, let's check in on the old mailbag.
Hey, Tim. I remember a long time ago, I remember telling you that you're a smart person, that you have intellect. And you were very shy and you were kind of just playing it down. Like, I don't know. And then recently you called me back to say, it turns out I am really intelligent. And I think it just takes life experience to kind of figure that out. But yeah, you're relentlessly smart. And you're aggressively and joyously smart. And I love your intelligence. Love your intellect. And it's so fun right now watching it grow. That's what I'm enjoying. I'm just seeing you just get more and more curious and smart. So happy birthday. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right.
Well, that was nice.
Fred Armisen. Well,
we got one more.
Wow.
We got one more right behind Fred.
There's no,
no the jokes. Just
that
straight
wasn't
up.
Ironic. That was,
let's see who else is.
That's really sweet. What else we got here?
Hey, happy birthday, Tim. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I'm actually with you right now, and I want to drink this mini bottle and cheers your life. Happy birthday.
Aww. That was really sweet. Maybe first or second time Eric
you
was
want
on the
one
show?
More?
Wareheim is in
more?
A rare office hours appearance.
I think
I like how he kept, he kept it. These guys are pros. They get it.
They know what they're doing. Yeah.
All right. You ready for... Well, no spoilers, but okay. Here's one more.
Okay.
Hi, it's Bob Odenkirk from Hollywood, TV actor and in movies. I just want to say, Tim Heidecker. Hey, I think I'm saying that name right. Heidecker. And bless you, kid. Your friend tells me you're having a birthday, and I want to thank you and all... Cameo, the company of Cameo and the Patreon Society, and also everybody who's part of the Impractical Jokers, and you, Tim Heidecker, and all the other Impractical Jokers in the whole world. Happy birthday! Here's the pool jump challenge!
Wow.
What other podcast do you get that on?
I mean, yeah.
The nice. OG.
How long has Tim been working with Bob and he thinks he's into Impractical Jokers?
Yeah. Just get that straight.
It is strange.
How did he get that wrong?
The pod you got mail.
Wait, there's more?
Oh, you got another one?
Wow.
There's
another one coming in.
Okay. Or am I doing it?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just burn through them. Yeah, let's go.
Oh, wow.
Burn through them, bro.
Wait, that's... Wait, don't tell me.
Oh, Tim's...
Don't tell me.
Chad.
Wait a minute. I did your podcast. I'll remember your name in a second. Hold on a second. Damn it. Tim, it's Tim. Tim, and you're 45 years old today. Well, God bless you, my friend. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday and tell you that I had a great time doing your show. I know we had a couple of laughs. You talked over me a lot, but that's okay. That's okay. But 45 is a milestone, and I wish you the best of luck. God bless you, good health, happiness for the next 90. And you got a good friend in Vic, our mutual friend Vic, who reminded me several times it was your 45th birthday. He brought me to your show. So anyway, I know you guys talk about me behind my back, but now since America, you know, I did your show when America was going in the right direction. I'd like to do it again now that we've turned the corner and, you know, other things are happening. I kid you. But please, stay safe. Have your family stay safe. God bless you. Happy 45th, my friend.
Wow, that was cool to have
Robert Davi,
my best friend,
one of your
show.
Best friends.
Yeah, maybe the best friend. That's pretty cool to have that in there. I hope Tim appreciates that.
Okay. Fred Armisen, Bob Odenkirk, Robert Davi. I mean, and all the greats.
Sam Cedar's the stinker, of course, but
and Sam Cedar
had nothing to do with that.
You want one more?
Let's focus on the positive here. Yeah. Mike.
You want another one?
Need I say much more?
Of course I want another one. Is this a pre-recorded...
are these like real?
Is this a cameo thing or what is this?
We did not pay for any of these.
You must have paid for Davi.
This is your president, Jason Davison, with an executive order that you have the absolute best birthday you've ever had in your life. I love you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Well, that was
short and sweet.
That was really nice.
Oh, actually,
another one coming in.
There is. Well, this one is a. Let me see.
I think I'm just going to sit back and relax.
Yeah, enjoy the show.
Looks like they're on hold. I don't know what that means. Okay. So I need you guys to vamp. I'll get you. You want me to give you a zoomer?
Oh,
yeah.
Nick, Vic, play that one awesome birthday song.
Tim.
Which one was?
You had like the first.
This one?
Yeah.
There we go.
That was former President Trump singing Happy Birthday to Tim.
We got to arrange that through Cameo.
You had another one, didn't
He's
you?
Getting into DJing now.
You had this other weird one there.
I'm trying to think which one it was.
Come on. Come on.
I'm adorable. I'm a partisan. I'm like David Crosby. I'm adorable. I do not shampoo my hair. Happy birthday,
happy birthday. Oh, yeah. Bob Dylan.
Yeah. Do we have the Zoomers? Any Zoomers on the line here?
Doug, help me out here. I like my coffee with two creams and two sugars.
I'm trying to work out a tech thing. Let's... Who has something to say? Oh, I cut off lobster elbows before. Lobster elbows.
Unmute. I'm on mute. Did I unmute?
This guy again. No, you're not on mute, lobster elbows.
Awesome. I don't know how to play this, but I'm going to try to play Happy Birthday to Tim Heidecker, who's nice. Very inspirational. And he inspired me to start some music and art and stuff like that. So here we go.
Beautiful.
Oh, shit. One more time.
The pounding.
Nice. Lovely. You did it. You got through it.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Thanks, Lobster Elbows.
Thanks, buddy. You
know, Tim better be doing something pretty good that he's not here on his own birthday show, right. And we have to do this. You
missing
know?
Out on this.
What's he probably... He's Are probably you? Directing a Red Lobster mm-hmm. commercial.
So speaking of a lot of stress. Oh, that's the Red Lobster thing is one of my favorite things of Tim. If we're gonna,
our other guest, he might be on
Red Lobster commercial.
Are you
on the
hearing
stage,
us on your phone? Surprise guest.
Love you, Tim.
Can you try talking and see what happens?
Happy birthday, Tim.
No.
All
right. Well, one less surprise today.
That sounds like a dope band.
Go to another Zoomer?
Yeah, get the Zoomers on here. We all can grow if we all
Or do we have another...
Get a Zoomer on here. Get him on.
Matt, is this call that I'm seeing on the schedule, is that happening soon?
That's what I'm trying to connect, gotcha. And I don't think it's working.
Bring a Zoomer in.
Should we give a... Let's give Gray Niner another shot. One last shot.
Do you copy? Am I coming in loud and clear?
We hear you now. Can you
honk? How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. Can you honk the birthday song real quick?
No. I'll try, but I don't think so. It's only one note.
All right. All right, thanks for coming by, buddy. No, where are you now? Where are you at in America?
I'm loaded up, and I'm heading out towards you. I don't know. Bill thinks I'm getting there in about 12 hours, but this is about 5 days away. And I hope you guys got a forklift out there, because I'm not going to be able to unload all this steak he's got planned.
Phil, I'm warning you.
I don't think he really thought it through too well. This whole...
Breaker, 1-9er. Phil here.
Save us, Phil.
Phil, what's the plan? I don't know about this.
Well, buddy, I think we shit the bed today, Niner. Been batting 1,000 here for quite some time, and this bit has just gone absolutely nowhere.
Ew, stinky.
But unfortunately, I've been running blocker out here for hours, getting the Smokies off your tail, and you're way back there in Virginia or somewhere, and just not going to get back there, letting the steaks ruin in the back of that flatbed of yours. I don't know what's going on.
Starting to smell already.
Well, can you take the steaks to a place that they could use them, and drop them off at a shelter or something where they could cook up steak dinner for people that could actually...
All right, let's move Can we drop Phil now?
I'm sorry, Tim. I've ruined this birthday for you, bud.
Hey, guys.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Hey.
You been watching?
I've been watching the whole time. Let me tell you that much.
Uh-oh.
That's all I got to say.
We still have a job?
Wait, all you're going to say is that you watched?
I watched.
It's like, hey, I went to your show last week. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, it looks like you guys are having a lot of fun out there. It's like you guys gave it your best shot.
Hey, we gave it our best shot. You know, it's terrifying to do what you have to do where, mm-hmm. you know, it's very nerve-wracking.
I have a new appreciation for what you do every week, so...
Let me tell you, first of all, Matt, who couldn't you get on there at the end? Give it away.
Well, I'm still texting with him.
Thank you, Tim.
And he's on his phone. He's back in the meeting room. We could let's give him 2 more seconds to try.
I will say, you know, overall, very, very good.
Oh, hey, wow. Very, wow.
You're not expecting that.
Wow.
Thank you,
Tim. I was about to say we go to another Zoomer, but we'll stick with this one for a little bit.
I think one of the low points in the history of the show was Matt asking about the pronunciation of Lusenhop. I thought that was bad. That was like, why are you going in that direction? Of all directions to go.
It takes 10 minutes. I wanted to know for months. It took 10 minutes to get Gary on the line, and then that's the question.
It's already like a sinking ship with the dad. And you just, it's like you dug in deeper into it. Never seen anything. Such a misplay. Poorly played.
Get to the center of the earth.
That being said, I love the roast. I think it should be noted that rock journalists should be making note that Charles Thompson has a selfie stick.
Hello.
That's
hello.
Cool. Oh, here he is.
Breaking news.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow.
I should have known he would have trouble.
Tim? Hi, Tim. It's good to hear your voice. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday and, you know, so many great memories. And it sounds like you're doing great there on your new radio show. So congratulations and happy birthday.
Well,
and
thank you
very
much.
Some of these new impersonations you're doing are very, very funny. And And good luck. You should do some more of these impersonations. I'm loving it. You know
what impersonations?
So happy.
I'm sorry. What impersonations are you talking about? I'm not sure I understand.
This character you're doing right now is very funny. Wow. So happy birthday.
I'm just being myself, but thank you, Mr. Hamburger. I appreciate it.
And I hope you've got a big cake planned and that somebody will jump out of it.
That would
and,
be awesome.
And you sound good. You sound healthy. I know we haven't been hanging out as much, you know, with the sicknesses and things going around. But
Neil,
hopefully that gets. Yes.
Are you talking through Trent Reznor's microphone?
No, I'm using an old microphone. Now this microphone I've had, this is an oldie. This is an old microphone I bought from the Frank Sinatra Jr. estate. So this is a good one. It was a very good vocal mic in the 1970s. Of course, now they've improved the quality quite a bit, Tim. So, you know, what are you talking through? You sound a little down. I guess I would be down too if I was turning 45. But I'll tell you something. There's some good news. Do you know that you've outlived Heinrich Himmler? He died at 44. Steve Irwin died at 44.
Oh wow!
Pablo Escobar died at 44. Mary Queen of Scots died at 44. Bonnie Lee Backley was murdered by Robert Blake at 44. So, Tim, you've beat them all. So, congratulations.
That's awesome. That is good to know. Thank you. You just knew that offhand. Pretty cool.
And what do you have planned for your big day? Now, I hope you're going to go out and go to Farrell's maybe and get some ice cream or something. That's what I used to do. But
I'll tell you what.
Of course, the prices there have gone up so drastically, it's not really affordable anymore.
I'm sorry to hear that. I wish I could be there with these guys. That would have been probably my first choice. But unfortunately, I am up in one of your favorite necks of the woods, the Bay Area. I'm in Oakland. And I'll tell you why. I was talking about the Grateful Dead on the show a couple weeks ago, and I got a call from a Mr. Bob Weir, who has invited me up.
Bob
here.
Wire?
Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead. That Bob
well,
Weir.
Pronounced Wire.
Bob Wire.
Bob Wire.
Him. He's flown me up here, and we're going to be collaborating on a couple. We're doing like a songwriting session together. So I'm looking forward
to
that.
Well, you know, he's not a good musician or arranger or anything like that. The guy's a druggie. I would probably find somebody else other than Bob Wire to collaborate with. Some of the old guys from the Dorsey Orchestra live up there now. That's up in Walnut Creek. That's going to be about 20 miles east of San Francisco.
Well, Bob's flown me up here, so I'm going to spend the day with him and see where that goes. Who knows? Maybe it'll turn into nothing.
Well, what? He's going to shoot you up with drugs like he did to Brent Midland, who overdosed, like he did to Pigpen, who overdosed, like he did to Keith Godshow. All those Grateful Dead guys died. And Bob Wire was, of course, the one supplying the drugs. And Wire is a coded word for the needle part of the syringe. So watch out, Tim.
All right, I'll do what I can. let's let Mr. Hamburger go so I can continue to comment on the show as a whole.
All right, well, good luck and happy birthday and congratulations for surpassing Himmler. Have a good one.
That's been you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Neil.
Thank you, Neil.
Thank you, Neil.
Matt, is there anybody else in your bag there?
Well, I was going to say maybe I have another long distance message for you. Maybe you want to pop over to YouTube and watch it and then come back and comment.
That's fine. I'll come back here. Hold on. It's very complicated to be on the Zoom side of this show, I have to say. I have to tell you. I have much sympathy for your audience. For my audience. Right now I'm on.
Well, I was going to say.
Now I got to mute over here.
Another,
All right, I gotta do. Okay, I'm gonna let it roll.
Mute the stream.
Hey, Tim, Timmy boy, how's the weather? Ray Abruzzo here. I played a little comment on The Sopranos. Hey, listen, Tim, I gotta tell you something. Certain friends of ours, I don't want to mention any names. Doug, Vic, and Matt, they reached out to me. They did kind of an end run around you, Timmy boy, because they thought that you and I should have a little bit of a sit down. Now, Tim, I don't want to call it a sit down due to the inclement negative implications. So let's just call this a meeting of mine, shall we? The purpose of which, I bet you can guess, you're such a smart guy. Go ahead, give it a shot. What is it? What? Yes, of course. To wish you a happy 45th birthday. Wow, 45. My notch. You're pretty much on the precipice of an enormous crossroads. But listen to me, Tim. I have it on good authority that Doug, Vic, and Matt there, they're going to kick in some big bucks. They might even go out onto the street. You think they care about the Vic? They don't. But they're going to buy you a beautiful gift for your 45th birthday. They're going to wrap it in a mellifluous box tip. What? Hold on a second, Timmy boy. This is the gift? Really? From three guys chipping in for their friend's 45th birthday? This is the best they can come up. All right. Okay. Okay, Tim. Apparently, this is the big gift from your friends for your 45th birthday. That's gonna have to do. You understand? It's the thought that counts. Anyway, we're all caught in a stagmire right now, right? Of this whole COVID-19 thing. I mean, what are you gonna do? I mean, you're gonna do what you're gonna do. They're gonna do what they're gonna do. So, what are you gonna do? What do I do, Timmy boy? I wear my mask. I use my hand sanitizer. I do the whole nine yards. Well, actually, it's 6 feet, but you get the point. Anyway, there's something else I want to discuss with you. This little alteration.
Tim is motioning for us to cut. Is that what this character
on The Sopranos? They really want to go there? They really want to go there? I'm going to settle a few things. What? Because little Carmine misused a couple of words. Stagmire, debacle, mellifluous, box.
And he's got a delay, too.
Crossroads, sacred and profane. Let me ask you a question. Who said...
Who's my own?
All of this?
Huh? Fucking guy's said, reading the goddamn phone book.
There's an albacore around my neck.
I don't give a shit about that guy.
One of the stupid characters. One of your stupid characters. Who said
shit about that?
Revenge
give me
is like serving
give
cold
me
cuts.
Sell. Give me some. Right? Give a shit
so
about.
Little Carmine might have said a few things.
Fuck him.
Remember this. Who ended up happy at the end?
Enough. Is there a way to stop? How did we stop?
Alive.
He's
alive.
Stuck. You're talking to him. It's only 10 more seconds.
Get him out.
Wow. Wow, that was with a delay, too.
Yeah, that was brutal.
My God.
What a terrible, terrible. Of all the friends I have.
Jesus.
I get you. What happened to our friend John C? You snubbed me?
He snubbed you. And we got Neil on, so that was good. The Tornicola might be showing up. I don't know if he's... He
I'm
should
like
just
Dumbo.
Barge in.
She's your fucking fiancé.
He'll be here for after hours.
All right.
Oh, wait, we got someone.
Oh, wait, someone.
Here
someone's
he is.
Here.
Someone's here.
Here we go.
Wow. Big
what
surprise.
Do you mean, somebody in the
wow.
Flesh?
Look at
in
this
the flesh.
Guy.
Which, where can you stand?
Does he
from?
Have a camera?
I'll get it reset.
Okay.
You want to just sit here for a second?
Yeah.
I mean, the show's like
sit,
wrapping
pull
up.
A chair up next to Doug.
Oh, okay, yeah, he
there
just come next to me.
What the hell's
just
this?
Sit in my chair.
Got a special guest here for you, Tim.
I can't see two guys.
Happy birthday.
Oh, you're not on camera. Come in a little tighter.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's Eric Natarnicola. Look at this.
Oh, no.
Did you see we're all wearing suits, Tim? We're wearing suits for you.
We dressed up for you. Happy birthday.
With ties.
This is a little gift.
What is it?
Just got it back from the gallery. This is an original.
What?
Ringo Starr.
Whoa! Oh my
God! God.
MS Paint.
Wow! Drawing. Look at
how
that.
How cool is that?
And
that is the real deal.
So Ringo Starr. Peace and love. Maybe peace and love for you, Tim.
And it looks
look
like
at
Tim's
that.
Eye.
It's amazing.
It,
he's doing
it,
the.
Let me see it again.
Too,
can you see that?
So maybe a little subtle nod of a peace and love.
Oh
that
wow!
Is the coolest.
So.
Nicely
birthday,
framed.
Tim.
That's an original MS Paint.
Peace and love.
Peace and love to the world.
I also brought I brought copies for Vic and Doug and Matt also. So,
oh, yeah. Thank you.
Well, it's not as special when we also have copies.
Yeah,
but
Tim gets the frame.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
That's terrific.
Amazing.
Well, thank you, Eric.
Look at the detail on the eyelash. That's cool.
Doug, I appreciated your roast. I always like a good roast.
Thanks, T.
We don't have a lighter.
Oh, there. Wow, yeah, no, we do. We do.
Oh, we do?
Here. Oh, look at this. We're not done yet.
Here. Need a hand? Here.
Here, let me light it. Okay, Vic, put some drops in or something.
Yeah, wow. Dead air.
So much dead air. You.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Timmy.
You unmute yourself, happy Zoomers. Let's everybody join in.
You. One more time, Zoomers. All the Zoomers.
Happy birthday to you.
Start singing,
very good,
Zoomers.
Boys. And now,
happy birthday to you.
Now I'm mute. Now this is muted over here.
Tim, you're on mute.
Oh. Oh,
can't hear you, Doug.
Hear me?
We tried our best.
Oh, that's, yeah, you get that. Yeah, you've heard that before.
Everyone gained the ability to unmute themselves.
What's the cake?
Hey,
what's
you,
the
Tim.
Cake?
Wow.
Happy birthday, Tim.
I unmuted everybody. We're supposed to sing, but the Tim Beats didn't sing.
Happy birthday.
My anxiety is through the roof.
Let's just let the Zoomers just cut to the
Zoomers.
Just
go, yeah.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you on After Hours. Tim, come to After Hours, too.
Tim will be on After Hours. We'll see you on After Hours.
Happy birthday, Cappy. We love you.
Hi, Tim. Happy birthday. It's a very good birthday for you. I hope you appreciate yourself, and I appreciate you.
Happy birthday.
And Tim, if you ever need a dad, call to me. You call out to your dad and you call me, okay?
Happy birthday.
Look, listen.
Decide to live with life. That's their concern, not mine, my friend. They're free to fantasize.
Love you, Tim.
I'm like Dylan.